This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Black Friday has officially started at Blinds.com, and the savings are huge. Right now, you can save up to 50% site-wide and score premium doorbusters and a free professional measure. Don't wait. These deals are happening right now. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings is a small project with big results, and Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. With Blinds.com, there are no long lines or confusing quotes. You shop online without sacrificing quality, style, or service. One of our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. We can even handle everything from measure to install. Plus, you get window treatments for your whole home installed for just one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Blinds.com's Black Friday sales event is happening now with our best deals of the season. Save up to 50% site-wide and score premium doorbusters and a free professional measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Nothing is off limits as host Sophia Franklin dishes on her personal life, like toxic relationships, dating and hookups, and dealing with insecurities. All with humor and real talk. Find Sophia with an F on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Ladies and gentlemen,
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Jeff Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo!
Okay, before we get to anything else this morning, I just saw something that really made me laugh. We'll do it on the 177-second survey later. Why don't they have plungers in hotel rooms?
Why?
It's not a joke. No, I know. It sounds like a setup to a joke. It's not. Legit question. Somebody said, I don't know where this works for your show. And I said, well, I'll just ask. No, really, why? Why don't they have plungers in hotel rooms?
No idea, and never even thought about it until right now. Like, yeah, they don't.
Same.
Probably decor, because it like ruins the decor. And there's not a lot of cabinets in bathrooms in hotels. They go swanky.
Yeah, it's just unsavory, you know?
But necessary, that's the thing.
Yeah.
Potentially.
But also, you could just call the front desk and they'll do it for you.
Well, I think that's the bit. What? My mom stopped up the toilet in the hotel room. The embarrassing part was calling the front desk, which is okay. Let me think. Is there a worse call that you can? I mean, other than help me get this, you know, dead hooker out. No, I can't say that.
911.
But what's the worst phone call you make to the front desk? It's we stopped up the toilet.
1,000,000%. Yeah. Hey, can you help me? And then they have to come in. You got to be in there unless you bounce.
And what if they take a long time? Like, oh my God, there's a lot of things that could go wrong in this situation.
You just got to deal. Oh.
Oh God, yeah.
And it gets worse in your mind the further it goes along, right?
Well, yeah, because no one wants to do it at home for your loved ones, let alone like this poor woman or man that now has to come do it that works for the hotel. Oh, God.
Oh, well, and then the question, do you tip the guy who unclogs your toilet? Yes.
Yes.
And if you don't have any money, give him your watch, you know, give him your wedding ring, give him whatever.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
She's like, she gave him mom. So the mom who stopped it up, she did give him $5, but wouldn't look him in the eye.
Naturally. That's called respect.
At that point, I think I would have checked out and gone to another hotel. Well, then you can't just leave it.
Yeah, but it's like when a dog does something naughty and they know they have, and they can't look you in the eye. They're just like, go ahead, just clean it up and do your thing. It's true.
All right, good weekend. Everybody good?
Great weekend.
Yes, yes,
everybody. Fabulous weekend. Really, really. I can't wait to hear with the, and we will in a moment with what was the absolute best part of your weekend? Mine's okay. Yeah, it's fine.
I know. It's just saying mine wasn't extraordinary. I feel like Adrian's like, it was incredible.
No, it was a good weekend filled with a lot of good vibes, which is why for the first time you're going to ask me what was the best part. It was the entire weekend. It was filled with greatness. We'll get to it. What a tease.
Whoa. 75,000. Am I blowing the, am I already blowing the punchline? Am I ruining the headline story?
Oh, it has nothing to do with that.
Nope. Followers.
Huh?
Nope. I stumbled on one of Adrian's, on one of his videos while I was going through like reels or something like that. Yeah. And then I just clicked, you know why? Cause did you change the way that you, I can't come up with a single word for anything that I want to talk about this morning. My brain just goes, you know, that thing, you know, that deal with the words, Eric, do you know what you're talking about?
Give it to us. We'll follow you.
His name on his profile. Anyway, it said Adrian, and then in quotes, it said heavyweight something. It was something. And so I went,
that's the Facebook page, the Facebook one.
Yes, okay, yes, that's what it was. And so then you have 75,000 followers on Facebook. Did you know that?
Yes, yes, I do.
Wait, I didn't know that.
I was like, look at our boy. I was blown away.
Adrian!
That was part of the rabbit hole that I was down last night. So I've had no sleep. And that might be part of the problem. Because I couldn't sleep. And so then usually, then you go, okay, well, I'll pick up my phone for a little bit. And then that'll put you to sleep. You know, that'll like relax your mind.
Yeah.
And nope. And literally, it was funny because I got to bed at a pretty decent hour. And I didn't have the Sunday scaries. Like everything was pretty good. I think I over-caffeinated. Ugh. In the afternoon at about 4:30, I had a cola drink and I went, God, that's good. So I had another one. And then at night I'm wide awake.
Like raging in bed.
Yeah. And I was ready to go to bed. I felt good about going to bed. In fact, I laid down. In fact, I distinctly remember I got into bed and I went, but my wife is out of town. That's part of it.
I know. I bet it is. When Lisa goes out of town, I cannot sleep. Even if I'm exhausted, I'm like, oh, feels weird.
Yeah. And it just didn't work. And like I said, and next thing you know, 45 minutes gone. And then, okay, now what? All right, now another half an hour gone.
And that has anxiety too, at least for me. As I see the minutes going and I know I have to get up soon, then I get even more anxious and I'm like, forget it, I'll just be awake.
Are we ready for F1?
Oh, God. No.
Are you gigging?
Yeah, it's a big week for me. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Really?
All the entertainers, I think it is. Yeah, there's a lot of parties. There's a lot going on. Traffic is disgusting.
You're a funny one though, because you'll be like, yeah, I got this stuff. And then, okay, well, what happened? Well, Justin Timberlake and Jimmy Fallon.
Dre and Snoop.
They came and sang backup for me. No, literally. What are we missing? What's the cool party you're doing? Can you drop names?
We don't know yet. Here's the thing. I also don't like to know. If you want to know the truth, I don't like to know because I'll get nervous the whole week. I just want to go in not knowing anything. I want to go in blind. And so Thursday, Friday, Saturday will be very insane at Delilah, but I don't have any details.
Or on the other side for you, and I know this is how it works for you a lot. They go, hey, we're doing this party for Dre and Snoop. Dre and Snoop are going to be there. It's going to be amazing. And you put in all this work. And for the record, she has not complained about this. If it sounds like complaining, this is all me, only me. Michaela has never said anything other than what a great time she had, what a great experience it was. I was disappointed for you because Michaela, last week there was this thing for what do they got, a new cologne, something like that?
Still gin, the alcohol. They just dropped the gin line.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Or yeah, gin. Gin, vodka. See, this is my brain today. This is what you get to deal with today. Vodka, no gin. Cologne, no. Not even, no, you drink it. Okay, fine. But Michaela put in all this work and it was like, yeah, Dre and Snoop. And then, no, they didn't.
Nothing.
It was a party for everybody else, which is great. And then they were magical at this news conference.
Magical.
Yeah. So
good.
So I went, yeah, all right. Well, it'll be good. Yeah. F1. You know me. I'm F1, F-U. No, thanks.
That's the best way to put it.
No, and people were asking me, do you have stuff? And I'm like, I avoided it like the plague. Literally, people were like, hey, so you, and I know, and you know how that, you know how this goes too. Hey, so you're busy on the 22nd? Yep. I knew what they were asking. And listen, I know it's a big payday. I don't want any part of it.
Yeah.
Not that I'm so freaking rich that I can turn down cash, because I'll show up for anything. We know this already. Are you going to give me a mic and tell me to? But nope. Are you busy on F1 weekend? Yes, I am.
Slammed.
And what am I doing? Nothing. Zero. I'm avoiding the plague. Something you should keep in mind as we get into this week. Okay. Especially if you're a Swiftie. This is huge.
The Jet Buchanan Show.
With the first pick.
It's the first pick on the Jet Buchanan Show.
First pick.
Okay, let's start off.
First things first. On 98.5 KLUC.
It's an easy one today. Although, you know what we're going to do for prizes for first pick today?
What?
Did you see the post from our buddy, Miss Robin, Robin with a Y, that I told you she's been part of the show for forever and ever? Remember she called the other day?
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, there's Miss Robin and blah, blah, blah. And she got Chet Buchanan Show shirts. And it's so funny. She's been part of the show, like I said, for a long time. And she posted, she was so excited to have her Chet Buchanan Show shirts. And then there were a bunch of other people like, I want one. Well, okay. Oh, nice. I said, you know what? Let's make it available. 702-364-9898. What was the absolute best part of your weekend? Be specific, narrow it down. And yeah. And then just call 702-364-9898. Well, you know what? Not just one shirt, but two. And she's very happy because she got the red one. And it was like, okay, great. Fine. You can have a red one if you want. It's good. You have two of them.
Yeah,
that's what you want. But all in all, pretty good weekend. And, you know, 2 weeks out from Thanksgiving, week and a half out, really, from Thanksgiving. And then you ready for this? 17 days until Toy Drive.
Oh, my God.
And it feels like it. It doesn't it? It feels like Toy Drive now.
I feel like it's been feeling like that since April for me, because we've been talking about it so much that I'm so ready and so excited to be on the other side.
If we haven't mentioned it recently, we do the show in a terrarium. Remember those from fourth grade where it's, you know, it's like, yeah, we do the show from inside a greenhouse. You could grow weed in here. It's so hot. It's like, oh my God. I can't, but you know what? Michaela's happy, so we're all
I'm
happy.
Growing.
Mama's happy. Everybody's happy. Let's do the first pick right now. Let's go.
With the first pick.
It's the first pick on the Jet Buchanan Show.
First pick.
Okay, let's start off.
First things first. On 98.5 KLUC.
What was the absolute best part of your weekend? Oh, who's that driving to work already, Adrian?
We got Sarah Luna from Mountain's Edge.
Hi, Sarah Luna. What was the absolute best part of your weekend?
There was a couple things that were pretty cool. My son to see Santa, so he was super excited. And then
you
it was his first birthday. My son to see Santa.
Oh,
cute. Wow,
already? Doesn't it seem early?
Yeah.
Wow.
No, they got to get their list in early so they can be good.
Yeah, that's true.
Oh, that's smart.
Smart play.
Play.
He's literally writing it down for his baby boy. He's like, take.
Stealing that. Up. Let's go.
Yeah. Hey, Adrian, if you'd like, I can make a phone call. Hello, Zaire. Yeah, nobody has to know.
That's so cute.
Nobody has to know. Santa's everywhere. Oh, that's great. Michaela, what was the absolute best part of your weekend?
I got to tell you, the grand opening at Pink Box Donuts was the bomb. Everybody, the Centennial Hills, it was in Centennial Hills. We had so many listeners. They were so fun, so cute. It was just amazing. I love to see people. I got to meet Tara, who won Michaela's Hometown Throwdown. She came up with her two babies.
Tara Crowley? Tara, yeah.
Yes.
That's amazing.
It was amazing. I saw Morgan Bishop and her two little girls. It was really great. It's just nice to see people in real life.
Were they lined up?
Around the block. It was unbelievable. I actually could not believe it because it was pretty cold. They didn't care. People have been out there since 5:30 in the morning.
People love Pink Box. People love, and people love the chant. What was it? It was like donuts for a year or something.
Donuts for a year.
Crazy. Adrian, absolute best part of your weekend?
Complex Con this weekend at the Las Vegas Convention Center was absolutely ridiculous. A lot of celebrities, a lot of great, it was, there's concerts. Snoop and Dre did a podcast with the live audience. It was really cool to be front and center for. But the best moment out of all of that, selfishly, was walking into the venue and someone walking up to me and being like, yo, man, I watch your interviews. I love your stuff. Because it was super dope because it was the first time. Outside of like a wrestling event, having someone come up to me like this is not wrestling related. So that was really cool. It was really awesome. But
you're a celebrity.
Relax.
Is this it's true. So is this the first time that's happened
outside of like a wrestling event? So at wrestling, it's happened a couple times. That's crazy. But the event itself was really cool. MGK, who joined the show last week, I got to see him and be like, hey, thank you for coming on. So it was really cool. A lot of celebrities. Go,
who are you again?
He knew because he saw the Cleveland hat. Fake it. You know, you're good if you fake it, but that was cool.
Yes.
Really awesome.
Yes. That's good. You gonna ask me what mine was? No.
I thought he was gonna go into
It was funny. I was just looking like, ask me.
Okay, tell us. What was it?
Nothing really stands out. I guess Mike Tyson's ass.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
I listen every morning. It's on every morning when I wake up.
The morning show is better than coffee.
This is 98.5 KLUC.
Well, I want to give a shout out this morning. We don't do shout outs as a general rule, but shout out to all the 911 operators. That's a tough job. Have you ever known
somebody? Yeah, dude.
Have you ever known somebody who's a 911 dispatcher?
Yeah, my cousin actually, who's a lieutenant now for Metro, he had to go through all of like the EMT, all the steps, and then he did actually take calls before he then became a big police officer. And I couldn't imagine.
Yeah, and people, it's the worst time for people, and you've got to stay calm and guide them through it, and they're not easily guided.
No way.
Well, for example, a 911 operator in Indiana, her name's Alyssa Eichholz, received praise for guiding a veteran couple through the successful at-home birth of their son. Kelsey Weiss, a U.S. Air Force veteran, unexpectedly went into labor, leading her husband, Nathan, to call 911 as the baby began to crown. They didn't even get to go to the...
Oh, my God. Weren't
even able to get in the car. Too late to call an ambulance. Here we go. Eichholz calmly coached the couple through the delivery process, instructing them to care for the newborn. A week later, she had the opportunity to meet the Weiss family.
Oh, I love that.
And their new addition, baby Zeke. Like it.
See, I could never do that job. I wouldn't answer. I'd be like, hey, can you just text me your emergency? They'd be like, never mind.
Yeah, and I'll text you a YouTube link.
Yeah.
Well, that's why we do this and not that. Okay, exactly. Understood.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Welcome to the Jet Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo! Michaela and I were just talking while the weekend was playing, how we all got wound up in this amazing idea of Mike Tyson and showing a glimpse of, you know, of what he had been, and then how long did it take before you went, holy crap, that's a 60-year-old guy fighting a 27-year-old guy. This is not good.
Literally,
this is horrible.
Hit me in real time. People had been leading up with that conversation. I was like, no, doesn't matter. When it started, I feel like a lot of people hit the comments and were like, oh, wait a minute. This doesn't look right.
Yeah.
They, when they stood in front of each other, I was like, oh, God. Yeah. When it finally came on, because Netflix almost didn't make it happen, like I predicted last week.
Yeah, I wasn't shocked when there was buffering issues, but I was, that disappointed me as much as anything.
Yeah.
And by the way, the fight between the two women right before Tyson Paul was fantastic. And why are you shaking your head, Andrew?
Because Amanda got screwed. Serrano to the waist.
A million percent.
Oh, it was horrible. We literally were like, how? How could this happen?
I know.
Look, good for you, Mike. You got your 20 million. I was just really, I started thinking about, my God, if he gets hit one time, we could watch a man die.
A million percent. Well, and we later found out he made a post that was really great on his Instagram. He was like, thank you, everybody. I'm just grateful to be here. I almost died a few months ago. Lost 25 pounds. Like, it was crazy.
And half his blood.
Half of his blood.
8 transfusions. We all saw that thing.
Yeah.
And we knew because didn't they postpone? Didn't they push the fight back a little bit because of it?
This was postponed about 3 months because of that.
But okay, but I also got sucked in, Michaela, because your trainer was his strength trainer and said, yeah, Mike looks good. Stitch Duran, who's, so it's kind of funny, Stitch, who a lot of us in this town know, because, you know, from the early days of UFC, and he's just one of the best guys ever. He's the cut guy he was Tyson's cut guy. He's actually, his daughter is married to our sales manager. And I had heard, you know, good things coming out of that. I don't have anything to base this on. I want that to be very clear because of the ties that we have. So it didn't come from anybody that we know, but it sure looked to me like they went, okay, Mike, go out there. Cause the first round he was, you know, throwing a little bit in the first round, second round, maybe. And then the rest of it was just kind of a little bobbing and weaving and kind of standing there, waiting for it all to end.
Yeah.
And even so, did we not all go all the way through that last round going, come on, man, just throw one punch, just throw one punch, knock him out. This is how it's going to end.
Yeah.
But I got the impression that they said, hey, Mike, go in there, see if you can catch him early.
Mm-hmm.
And then after that, don't get knocked out. You know what I mean?
Well, I felt like he went in with low energy. But then also, another question that kept being posed, which I thought was interesting, was when Jake Paul won, he was like, I won. I beat Mike Tyson, the legend. But people were like, but does it count because Mike Tyson isn't in his prime?
No, like,
does it take away from the win? Uh-huh.
No, Jake Paul can. I hate Jake Paul even more now. I do. I'm just.
Honestly, I hear that.
I said that because I knew Adrian would go against me on this. Why? What are you laughing?
Well, technically, I'm just laughing at that. I understand the hate. It's just, the story's remarkable. It's just crazy that a YouTuber got to go into one of the greats and absolute
legends. 27-year-old YouTuber from the fighting city of Cleveland, Ohio, where home of one Adrian Hernandez.
And to your point, like, this fight shouldn't have counted, but, you know, you brought up last week the fight that Tyson had with another legend. I don't remember, Rory Jones or whatever. Mm. And that was an actual exhibition, whereas this fight, I don't know how it got sanctioned, but it was like an official thing that counts on both of their records for the rest of time.
We were asking why it wasn't at Allegiant Stadium. How was that fight not in Las Vegas? And that's why they wouldn't sanction it. They wouldn't. Mm. And they knew about Mike being sick. And then they were also looking at this going, I don't think so. And so, yeah, that's why it was in Texas. Because Texas said, yeah, sure.
Yeah.
Well, okay. Listen, and they sure nobody out dies. Cowboys Stadium. Crazy. Oh,
yeah, man.
Insane. The memes are really funny, though. After Jake Paul won, somebody posted, next up, Jake Paul versus Abraham Lincoln coming at you soon.
Challenge Jimmy Carter. He said, get out of bed, old man. I'm fighting you. 100 years old. Now, how about this? And this slipped under the radar, but I thought, ooh, Golden Knights fans will understand this. Public enemy number one, at least in the top five, one of the biggest people that Golden Knights fans hate, Evander Kane of the Edmonton Oilers, who, by the way, could use that payday, because I don't know if he paid off the Cosmopolitan yet, because he had a big marker run up at the Cosmopolitan. Mm-hmm. That was a problem for him for a while. Evander Kane, which, by the way, the name's perfect. It's like out of a Rocky movie. It's like,
yeah, it's great.
Evander Kane said, I'll fight you, bro. You want to fight somebody? Fight me. Mm. Now, he has no boxing. He's like, I'm a hockey player. Fine. Fight me. Next August. He goes, here, your move, dude, which was really smart on Evander Kane's part, I thought, because it kind of gets his name out there a little bit. Now, Evander Kane sucks. I hate the guy too, like you do too. So, and everybody's screaming at the radio. But I'd watch that. I would. Oh. I'd watch that. And if Evander Kane took a dive, then it would just prove everything that we've always known. But there's also a really good chance that he whooped Jake Paul's behind.
Is there, though? I mean, with no boxing experience, unless we're moving into the world of WWE, where it's just becoming more for the dramatics and is a little bit scripted.
It's like the Cosa Nostra. That stuff doesn't exist. The mafia was never, that was always, that was made up by Hollywood.
Yeah.
These things that you're talking about, Michaela, fixed
not
fight.
Real.
Mm. No, not real. Oh, please.
Oh, God. Why would I say that then? Oh, cool.
To do is just go on the internet and type in, if wrestling isn't real, then explain this. And
I'm feeling triggered, but it's okay.
That wasn't my intention. Do you, okay, Adrian, put aside your love for Jake Paul from the fighting city of Cleveland, Ohio. Do you think that Jake Paul could defeat Evander Kane?
100%. Don't even think it would be close. And Evander Kane needs to get his name up there to be able to fight against Jake Paul.
Oh, sure.
Because now Jake's at like the top of the sport, but no, he can't. Like, Jake, listen, I understand Jake's fought like the Nate Robinsons and the celebrities and things of that nature.
He's
trained, though. He knows how to do this.
But I don't think giving Jake Paul that title is fair. He beat Mike Tyson at 60 years old. It's not like he beat him when Mike Tyson was also 27, 30. Like, I think that makes a difference.
But he's fought against actual boxers and former UFC people. Granted, all of these people.
You mean all the.
He fought against Tommy Fury, Tyson Fury's little brother, who's an official actual boxer. The Diaz brothers, who obviously they come from the MMA world. I'm not saying Jake Paul's the greatest boxer in the world. He's not Canelo or any of these dudes. All I'm saying is that he knows what he's doing when he's in the ring, whether he's the greatest or not. So for Evander Kane to come in from the NHL, I get it that they fight over there. This is a whole different ballgame. That's all I'm saying.
But Adrian, what are you saying?
Take another slurp of the Kool-Aid, bro. Go ahead. Just take a nice long drink of that Jake Paul Kool-Aid. Oh, my goodness. You are right, though, that outside of a guy like Canelo, is Jake Paul the biggest name in boxing now? My stomach hurts saying it.
My stomach hurts. During his speech, he was also like, what did he say? We're going into like a new generation. We're going into a new era, a new time. And then people were like, what does that mean? What's he trying to say?
Hell of a hype guy.
He's smart. We'll give him that.
He is. Yeah, he is smart. And if Netflix is to be believed, 60 million people watched. My favorite part of that, 60 million people watched. I went into a bar Friday afternoon and I said, hey, so showing the fight? And they were like, depends who's asking. Mm-hmm. And I said, that's all I need to know. That's all I need to know. So nobody, like literally you said Red Rock was putting it out there that they were showing it.
And Durango, like a lot of, yeah.
Okay. But a lot of like the regular walking around joints were like, we don't know the legalities of this and we're not trying to get sued. So, if you're here and it's on, then great. But we're not posting it on social or anything like that. It's awesome. Kayla's Hometown Throwdown with two new contestants coming up.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
I laugh all the way to work. Listen to them, laughing with them.
They're always playing a song I like.
Makes me happy.
98.5 KLUC.
I'll tell you what, everybody left Michaela alone. Everybody, she's grinding. She's getting these questions right.
I could see it. Prepare yourselves.
I could see it on your face. I was like, yeah. Just don't talk to her right now. She's getting this ready to go.
Again, I'm biting my lips, which means I'm nervous, which means I'm against time.
Are you unsure? You'll be great, buddy.
No, I'll be fine. Listen, I met Tara Crowley in real life for the Pink Box Donuts grand opening. I feel like once I saw these people in real life, I was like, I have to do
former champions.
That's right.
You realize the responsibility of Michaela's Hometown Throwdown.
These people are counting on me, okay?
Can I tell you the truth? Well, they are, kind of. I'm not going to lie. When somebody, and it was a cool thing also at ComplexCon over the weekend, Adrian got seen out in the wild and got stopped as a celebrity. Not anything to do with this show, but because he is a social media superstar.
Mm-hmm, that's right.
75,000 Facebook followers, 60,000 YouTube subscribers. So did they ask for a picture?
No, they didn't.
Okay.
So I wasn't going to be, I wanted him to, though. I was like, hey,
you're
take right.
You want to take a picture with me?
Would you like to take a picture with me? No, that's okay. That's always a funny thing. Uh-huh. You'll learn. By the way, the first time you do that will be the last time you do that.
That's hilarious. Uh-huh.
Because there's no worse feeling. Because they look... Michaela, have you ever done? I've done that once.
Listen, I one time had somebody hand me. Someone said, "Oh, can I take a picture?" I thought they wanted to take a picture with me.
Of you.
They wanted me to take a picture of them and their friend. Wow, that's never did that better. Again. I felt like such a moron.
Yeah, it's a little grounding is the word that comes to mind.
Put your feet
right back on planet Earth. And what's hilarious is I've known Michaela a long time, and I would hope. Anybody who knows me knows that it came from a good place. It came from a good place.
Oh, yeah.
But you're just trying to be helpful and make it less awkward. And instead, it became one of the most awkward moments of your life.
Absolutely. Yes, it was.
That's fine. You. All right. Two new contestants today on Michaela's Hometown Throwdown. Contestant number one is
Jennifer Lujan, whose Desert Inn in Arville, is that considered Chinatown?
You know what? I'll take it. Yeah, I love that. D-I-N-R-ville, Chinatown. Done. I mean, it's a block over, but I'll take it. Yeah, Jen, you like that? You like that idea?
Yeah, that's good.
Okay. Yeah. She's good with whatever. Who's contestant number two?
We got Bobby Gray representing Aliante.
All right. Bobby, how you doing?
I'm wonderful. Hey.
Wait, do we know you, Bobby Gray? Do we know you already?
You do know me. Yeah, you do.
I know you. What is it? Didn't you used to be involved? Were you involved with a charity? How do I know you?
I was not. I call in all the time because I like to win things. And thing I went
to period.
Period. In the morning.
What's funny is then you're not the Bobby that I was thinking. Is it Bobby with an I?
I-E.
Oh, well, beautiful. All right. We're all set to go. Then first one to three is the winner. Make sure you buzz in with your name. And don't answer until we call on you, because you may think you got in first, but you didn't. So everybody just be cool. Your quizmaster is the one, the only. Happy to take a picture with you anytime you would like. She never says no.
Or for you, honestly, whatever you need.
Or for you. And even last, what was really, really, so a couple nights ago, there was people taking a selfie in a group. And I did the thing that any good Vegas local does. You offer to take the picture for the tourists.
Yeah.
And they looked at me like I asked them give me your car keys. Because they were like, they couldn't have been more mortified. No, thank you. And okay, cool.
Like, fine, take a selfie.
Do your thing. And what do? Then I double down. Well, did you like your picture? And they were, and you could tell that I had now invaded their privacy.
They're like, please go away from us.
I'm like, yeah, it was kind of that. It was like, okay, creepy man, keep walking, please.
All right,
Michaela, what's question number one?
Actor Mike Myers is teasing the return of a comedy classic with characters like Dr. Evil.
Oh, I didn't hear it. Was it Bobby? All right, yes. Bobby.
Austin Powers.
Michaela has her super hearing today. Yes, Bobby is up one zip.
Mm-hmm. This legendary singer joined Sabrina Carpenter on stage this weekend and sang What a Girl Wants. What's her name?
What a
shame on both of you. It's Christina Aguilera.
Yes.
All right, Bobby has one. I have one. Let me make sure I get the ding. Yeah, thank you, Adrian. Appreciate that. Snow, sing the rest of it. What a girl wants.
What a girl wants. Ooh. What a girl needs. Need to know the rest of this. Whatever makes you happy.
You sing that one when you put on your gown, your sparkly gown, Michaela?
Yeah, I do, but I don't compare it to Adrian's rendition right now. Whoa, baby.
Well, that's true. By the way.
No, that's true. You'll never hear anything like that again.
Just really quick, Christina Aguilera still got it. Still has it.
Why do you say that?
She looked wonderful on stage.
Where?
Oh.
With
Sabrina Carpenter.
Oh, that thing that we were just talking about.
What?
Yeah, okay, gotcha now. Good. So Bobby's got one, I've got one. What's next?
This beloved actress and very last one of the Golden Girls will be a part of a 2025 Forever stamp.
Bobby. Is it Betty White?
Sure is. Bobby's up 2-1.
This singer, I loved that. She said, wow. This singer has finally come out with a new song called Light Again, which has been much anticipated since his last song, Old Town Road, came out a couple of years ago. Bobby. What's his name?
Bobby.
Yeah.
Bobby for the win. Bobby.
Lil Nas X.
Is it Lil Nas X for the win? Yes. Jen, did we lose you at some point?
No.
She's still there. Bobby was just too quick. I got to be honest with you. I was super excited to put Chinatown on the big board of the winning, but it's not to be today.
I know. You know. Call back, please.
Yeah, Jen, have a great day.
Thank you, too.
All right, we'll see you. Bobby is our brand new champion. What's your last name?
Gray.
Let's Bobby go, Bobby Gray.
Bobby Gray of Aliante. It all rhymes, whether we wanted it to or not. She's your brand new champion on Michaela's Hometown Throwdown. We're also giving you a $100 gift card to WSS. Use it in good health, and we'll see you back here to defend your title tomorrow, okay?
Wonderful.
See
you guys. Thank you.
Yeah, fantastic. And she loves to win stuff. You came to the right place. It's Michaela's Hometown Throwdown.
The Jeff Buchanan Show. On 98.5 KLUC.
Ooh, it's a 177-second survey. Lotto's coming to Brooklyn Bowl on night number one of Toy Drive. So we know that that's 17 days from now. Would you like tickets? Why don't you call 702-364-9898. Caller number 25 takes the 177-second survey. Apropos of nothing. This has nothing to do with nothing other than I just think it's interesting news. Betty White being honored next year, or is she? Here's the thing. Everybody's making a big deal. You'll see it. If you watch TV news at all today, they're talking about it.
Yeah.
I just thought this was kind of, is cool, but not good. I don't know. Betty White being honored next year with her own stamp. That's awesome. Right? Yeah. And we're all nodding. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, cool. It's good. Yeah, great. When's the last time you used a stamp?
Oh, God. Yeah, it's true. Uh-huh.
Also, did Betty White turn 100? Did she have it? Yeah, she was 18 days shy of her 100th birthday, thereby making the idea that they're putting her on a stamp appropriate, I think.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like for the old schoolers, but we all love Betty White was America's sweetheart.
Yes, she was.
So a stamp, that's great, but maybe a statue or something. Okay, I made my point. That's fine. A statue. That's good.
Don't play this song.
I'm not trying.
Why Betty White.
For Betty White. Betty White.
You, my friend. And I'll tell you all about it when I see you.
Stop laughing. It's disrespectful. You know, all the way through it?
From where we began.
Yes. Betty White, RIP, she's getting a stamp. Come on. Oh, we're getting texts. You guys are talking over the song. Oh, like you haven't heard this song a million times already. Whatever.
Damn.
All the planes we flew, good things we've been through.
I don't know what you guys are laughing at. Betty White is an American treasure, and how dare you?
No, we are honoring her.
Are you?
In laughter and joy, like she would love.
That's right. That's what Betty wanted the most, was laughs. No, you're right. God bless you.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
I wake up with them every morning. When I first wake up, they tell me what's going on here. 98.5
KLUC.
Who's taking the 177-second survey?
We got Amanda Valdez, East Las Vegas.
Hello, Amanda.
Hi, good morning, everybody. How are you?
How was your week? Well, you know what? Let's get right to it. What was the absolute best part of your weekend?
The best part of my weekend. That's a good idea.
I just love her voice. She sounds so cute.
I know. You should do voice acting.
Yeah.
Really? I actually really don't like my voice. That is so
funny. I love it. Yeah. You sound so cute. Yeah.
That's because you don't get it. You don't get how awesome it is.
It actually sounds deeper on my end. So when I hear it from on the outside, listen like a video, I think it sounds so weird.
You're distinct, so you could be you could be a character actor.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, that's a good idea. Thank you. I'm gonna apply right now.
Again, what was the absolute best part of your weekend?
Honestly, I didn't do much. I hung out with my family. We relaxed and just unwinded. That's my kind of weekend.
We'll give you that.
Mm-hmm.
We'll give you that. Is this one of those things, the Betty White stamp? Now I've got questions. It's great, but isn't that literally anybody younger than your grandma?
Yeah, I think it's
doesn't
kind
care
of
about a stamp.
There's a lot more than a stamp. I mean, it's cool. Maybe back in the day, that would have been awesome. But now, I agree. She needs her head somewhere on a statue. She's an icon.
Something like that.
Yeah, or a mural or something.
Mm-hmm.
A mural. That's awesome.
Right?
I love that. Mm-hmm. A mural. Yeah, that would be cool. Paint that on an overpass. Quit scribble. Right, quit tagging.
Yeah, dude.
A study found that using abbreviations like LOL and OMG in text messages can make you seem insincere. If you want somebody to know you find something funny or shocking, you're better off using full words instead. Do you agree or disagree?
I agree.
Yeah, LOL.
It feels careless, short, like you didn't really listen.
Yeah. I've also sat next to people who are writing LMAO, LMAO as a text response, but they are literally not laughing, moving, doing anything. So I've seen it firsthand. It's not sincere. Say, okay, also I was talking about myself.
Yeah, it's just a reaction. It's not legit. It's not real.
Uh-huh.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Adrian, LOL, OMG, insincere.
Ah! It's insincere. I'm still do it.
How do we feel about emojis?
Love them. The greatest thing ever.
Yeah, I
think,
love them.
I think emojis are still cool.
I feel like they show emotion.
Totally.
I have entire conversations with just emojis.
Yeah.
Sounds hot.
Short and simple. Adrian.
Not those emojis.
Hey, not I don't eggplant.
Oh my God, are you done already? There was the buzzer. We're done already. All right, fine. Are you married? Hey, by the way, are you married?
Me, yes.
Are you, what letter grade would you give your proposal?
Letter grade. A plus. No.
Yeah.
A plus.
Yeah, Michaela, are you happy with your, who proposed, you or Lisa?
Lisa did. A plus, baby.
Yeah. And me too. A plus. There was a thing that I saw that said that people were by and large not happy with it.
Why?
Their proposal. They just weren't.
I feel like it's nice that people just propose. Like, isn't that the win?
Two out of five said they would give their marriage proposal an A plus. A third of people said that their expectations were simply not met.
What expectations do you have, though? Someone wants to spend the rest of their life with you. Be cool.
Some people have a dream of it.
Yeah, I hear that.
35% would change.
Always talks about it.
35% would change where the location. They didn't like the location.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All right. Well, good. You know what we can all agree on? You're going to be happy with those lotto tickets. And on the very first day of Toy Drive, December 5th. And Brooklyn Bowl. Have you been to a concert at Brooklyn Bowl? Fantastic.
I have not. I'm so excited. I love lotto. I was just, once they said lotto tickets, I was like, put it on the floor, you know?
Yes!
Yep. Done. Done. All right, everybody, hang on. I'm not kidding. Get the kids away from the radio right now because we're going to do the best we can, but we're not perfect either. So again, a no kids allowed relationship rehab starts now.
KLUCFM at HD1 Las Vegas, broadcasting live from the Findlay Chevrolet Studios. It's the Jeff Buchanan Show.
It's on every morning when I wake up. This is my station and I love it.
On 98.5 KLUC, always live on the free Odyssey app. Ladies and gentlemen,
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Jeff Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo! For the record, we probably should have gone over the ground rules one more time before we went on the air.
I know, seriously.
My bad as a host. If you are going to say anything that you believe, if it's even close to what should not be mentioned on the radio...
Mm-hmm.
And then don't do it, and I'll find a way.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Okay. So, yes. But again,
I don't want to wear that responsibility at all.
Right, and I will also say, parents, this is on you now, because we told you it's a no kids allowed, kids asking questions edition.
Yeah.
Of relationship rehab, I believe we will start with Michaela.
Yeah. This weekend, I got a text from my sister, and I was just with her a couple hours prior. So everything was good, happy, cool. I get a text. I'm the worst mother in the world. So I'm like, oh my God, what does that mean? So I call her. She doesn't answer. And she always answers. So I text her, what happened? She tells me my 8-year-old niece went into her closet and found...
Went into your sister's closet.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Went into her closet and found like grass that would be from like Easter and found like wrapping paper that would be for like Christmas and a couple other things that maybe mom wouldn't have that they belonged to another Christmas person, if that makes sense. Enough for my niece to ask her mom, why is this Christmas stuff in here?
Why is this stuff in here? Oh, did they find presents too? Why did I think they found presents?
They didn't find presents. No, it's so too early, huh?
So they were asking about the existence of certain entities.
Exactly. But when my 8-year-old niece asked her, she said, I already know the truth now, so just tell me the truth.
Hmm. And so what did she do?
So she told her the truth. Because she didn't want to lie to her. Because my niece said that she knew.
Okay. Oh, good. So, Adrian, good. Hold that thought. I will also hold that thought.
Mm-hmm.
702-364-9898. Let me just bring this part of it into it. Is it the whole thing based on a lie? You know what I mean? Isn't that at the heart? Oh, I don't want to lie to her. Well, what have you been doing up to this point? 702-364-9898. They start asking questions. What do you do? How old is she?
8. Just turned 8 in September.
I've got half of an email and I think there's another half coming.
Oh, good.
There's another twist to this. I guess my question, and this makes a lot of sense, that, well, you know what? I'm going to go with this. Sometimes it's not a lie. Sometimes you just don't have to tell the truth. How about that?
Yeah.
Lie is such an ugly word. What do you do when you're confronted by the 8-year-old? 702-364-9898. Relationship rehab right now.
Awesome way to wake up.
Wake up with the Jeff Buchanan Show.
Always puts me in a great mood.
On 98.5 KLUC.
Yeah, so, okay. So is the question, how do we handle this? Is this what it is? Because we've never really had this conversation.
Yeah. Well, the question also is, she told her the truth, and then my niece started bawling.
Of course.
And was like, I didn't know. Now my sister
feels like a
horrible mother.
Let me back up into this. So, Michaela's niece stumbled on some stuff that she didn't need to see and started asking a bunch of questions about the holidays. And then Michaela's sister said, well, she was asking me questions, so I told her. And
well, because my niece said, I know the truth, so just tell me the truth. Very convincing. So
yeah,
my sister was like, oh, okay, panicked a little bit.
It's now fully formed. Holly says, there's a little a-hole in my daughter's first grade class telling other kids.
Oh.
Now, as I wish scurvy upon that kid. Scurvy. Scurvy's funny. I don't even know what scurvy is, but I don't want it. Mm-hmm. Now, as I wish scurvy upon that kid. I gotta read through this because there's stuff. I wonder what I'm going to do to convince. Yeah, she's got to have a conversation too.
Tough.
Maybe I'll get the big guy on the line and he can also make sure that one smart kid knows that if you don't believe, you're going to get a heaping helping of reindeer poo down your chimney.
Nice.
Oh man. Adrian, did you say you had something similar happened?
Thanks to Dwayne The Rock Johnson this weekend, because the new movie Red One.
Oh yeah.
So Sire went to go see Red One, and I'll leave it at this. After the movie, and he loved it. He really liked it. He just had a lot of questions on the car ride home from Town Square.
Yeah. Then he put 2 and 2 together and came up with 6. Oh no.
These kids are smart now, I'm telling you.
Oh no. Well, so what did you do?
We kept
you the come Christmas clean?
Spirit. We kept the Christmas spirit alive.
Yes. This is what I'm saying. Can we start, Dorothy?
Can you hear me?
Dorothy, what do you do in this? What do you do in this spot? And be very careful. I mean, like, I don't want to, we're not giving anything away careful here. Yeah.
I'm going to be extremely careful because I'm in the middle of taking my little one. And it's one thing that I've always said, and it's actually happened to my oldest, which now is 17. Her other donor told her that there was
the donor.
I had made it all up, and I said, well, how do you feel about it? And she goes, I'm pretty sure you don't have enough money to, you know, pay for all the stuff that I get. And I go, you know what? And I said, but how do you feel? And she goes, well, Mom, I mean, honestly. And I go, you know, the people out there that don't believe don't get anything. So why would they believe in it? And she goes, yeah. And I go, but if you have that in your heart and you believe in it, I said, doesn't it make it more special? And that you get to open those gifts and understand that this is for you from them. And she's like, yeah. And she goes, I knew he wasn't. He just, I think it's because he only gets coal and his mom has to buy him everything.
Yeah.
That's right. And I said, but in your heart, do you really feel? And she goes, yeah.
And I yeah.
Go, and mind you, the Galleria Santa, 12 years running. Same exact one.
Of course it is.
Yes.
Because, duh.
Same one, except for 3 years ago. And that was a kind of a hard one. She looked at me and was like, wait.
Oh, my God. They're that's so not smart, Santa. Dude.
That one's not, that's not Santa. Well, Santa no, needed a break.
She goes like this, and I go, well, you know how some people, like, they have to visit, and like elves? And she's like, yeah. And I go, well, not everybody, you know, gets to, you know, entertain and do all that stuff. And she's like, oh, so that's not, never been? And I go, no, but it's fun, right? And she's like, yeah. And I go, so just understand that, you know, what everybody else believes. I said, you know, sometimes certain characters and stuff. And I go,
venturing into saying too much right now. I feel like we're venturing into the territory that the point has been made. And I don't think we need to do anything else with that. Here's what I would love. Thank you. Haley, Bridget, George, Adrian, Kim, and a multitude of others are on the phone.
Yeah.
Adrian, are any of these saying that the way that Michaela's sister handled it, which is, okay, well, she got me, you know, so I'm coming clean.
We have someone who wants to tell the, who wants to come clean tastefully is what they've told me.
Yeah, but for me, it's either you do or you don't. You know what I mean? So you're saying it or you're not saying it.
That's what I mean. And that's why I put it on hold, because I didn't want to get their full point. So
I don't.
But
yeah,
they said they wanted to tell the same side of Michaela's sister.
But middle ground? Does middle ground exist? Like, no, you're either in or you're out, right?
I think middle ground can exist. I think this is a tough one.
Oh, I...
It's friends of the show, Bridget, so she knows how to navigate. But that was her sign.
Bridget's smart too.
Yeah.
Bridget's, okay, give us a second, because I want to investigate that, because I think you're either all the way in or you're all the way out. You can't get halfway pregnant. You know what I mean? So Michaela, I'm interested in your side of middle ground. I will also say this, as somebody who's done 25 years of toy drive, I believe.
Because I've
seen it. And to that end, shameless plug, toy drive starts in 17 days at NV Energy. And we just need one more toy, one more bike, one more dollar in cash and gift cards. And we will see you there.
Weekday mornings, it's the Chet Buchanan Show.
Good morning.
On 98.5 KLUC.
So, Michaela's niece went snooping around mom's closet. Mm-hmm. How old's your niece? Eight?
Eight. Mm-hmm.
Niece went snooping around mom's closet, found some stuff she shouldn't have, started asking a bunch of questions, which turned into, oh, just tell me, Mom, I know what the deal is.
Mm-hmm.
With the holidays.
Yes.
At which point, Michaela's sister said, well, I don't want to lie to her. And told her stuff that may or may not be true. As far as Michaela's sister knows it, you know, and I'm just thinking Michaela's sister doesn't know what she's, you know, she doesn't understand. Turns out the 8-year-old didn't know Jack. And though so is... turned out poorly.
Devastated.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Distraught.
Kim, similarly, you took the same strategy, the same tack, and made it worse?
No. Yeah. Not the same. I did kind of go a lot. Okay, so this is the story. My son was around the same age, and he started coming up and asking me if, you know, the questions. And I wasn't ready. I'm not going to say that I'm proud of myself, but I was not ready to tell or to let him know.
Right.
So the next morning, there was a notarized letter on the tree.
Yeah.
Stating that how pretty much dare you not believe.
Oh, sure. Straight from the big guy.
Threatened him.
Yeah. Straight from the big guy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And saying that they knew that the belief meter was going down and he, mm-hmm. you know, can't create his stuff if it's going down. And I mean that the question stopped after that. So Elf. I just wasn't ready.
Yeah, it's
that's
Elf.
What it is. I'm telling you.
Elf, the belief meter. And then you got to get the spirit meter up.
But that's what my sister said as well. I wasn't ready. Like, I wasn't anticipating this. I don't want to feel like the worst mom. I panicked a little bit. She was like authoritative. I didn't know what to do. Like, it's just a mess now. And there's no way to go back.
Exactly. No. So that's why, like, I couldn't. I wasn't ready for, you know, the belief not to be there. So I made a whole letter, got him back. It's terrible, but I was just, you know, he was eight. He still needed to, you know, so I got the letter. He got it. His belief went right back up. And then in sixth grade, we had a conversation and it kind of went the same way. He was like, I know. So I was like, all right, you're going to be in middle school. You know, let's talk about this. And his eyes started watering.
And he's 12.
Better. And then he brought up the letter and was like, what was that? And I was like,
oh, no. You know what's the great thing about my mom? My mom was so no-nonsense. She literally looked at me and just go, I'm not having this conversation with you. And she would have just said, I'm not talking about it. And just would have been like, you know, hey, you do whatever you want.
Yeah.
You know, you think you're so smart. Let's see what happens.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So.
Yeah. It's tough.
Yeah. By the way, thank you, Kim. So Bridget, I'm willing to listen. Bridget is advocating for, for doing what Michaela's sister did. And okay, we're listening, Bridget.
Well, the first thing I would have done is said, okay, tell me what you know, and I'll help fill in some of the details for you. Which, you know, okay. Maybe she was talking about something else altogether. Well, let's find out what we're dealing with before we go opening a big old can of worms.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I also might have, if I had time, I might have tried to dig up a very famous letter to a little girl named Virginia. That's all I'm going to say. I'm also going to just point out that I really thought this was going to go a lot more adult than it turned out to be. So, yay.
Oh, where we said no kids allowed and the kids are asking questions. Your dirty mind took it elsewhere. Good.
Yes. All right. I'm going to go to work and I hope you have a great day and I'll see you at Toy Drive.
We love you, buddy. Thank you. Have a great day. Bye. No, she's so right. So this, you know what? This is perfect because this wraps it up in a nice, neat little bow. So if there's a lesson to be learned from Relationship Rehab today, it's that if you do get, so parents, mm-hmm. if you do get caught,
mm-hmm.
even right now, you may be being caught. You may be, what are they talking about, mommy? Don't panic. Ask questions first.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I'll tell you this, admit to nothing. And that goes, you know what? They don't have to know. Well, I'm not going to lie to them. No, lie to them. That's your job.
Yeah,
that is your job. That's, you know what? That's been the job for generations. Go ask your parents how much you know, it's a need to know basis. Nobody needs to know nothing. Hold firm, people. Hold fast. And thank you for listening to the Jeff Buchanan.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
Good morning. It's on every morning when I wake up. Every morning.
Wake up.
98.5 KLUC.
I am not trying to freak anybody out with this story, but I'm just saying.
What?
I'm just saying.
Look at your eyebrows.
They may be coming a little aware, the robots.
What?
Our worst fears may be coming true.
Oh, God.
Footage of a robotics company showroom in Shanghai, China. Now, I'm skeptical. I don't judge. I just report.
Yeah.
Okay. Of course I judge, but regardless. Footage of a robotics company showroom in Shanghai, China shows a small robot entering said showroom and talking to the larger robots. Mm-hmm. The small robot apparently asks the larger robots if they are working overtime. And when they say yes, the smaller robot tells the bigger robots, "Why don't you come home with me?" The 12 robots, the bigger ones, then follow the little one out of the room. Now, there are the... So basically, 12
robots... The little one's the boss.
12 rope. Well, no, they were convinced to walk off the job by another robot. While the video was first accused of being staged, a spokesperson for the Hangzhou, I don't speak Chinese, but I think the Hangzhou robot manufacturer confirmed that the video was real. That while the situation was not staged, it was a test of the robotics. And the robots, while they're allowed to communicate, they're not supposed to agree to leave.
But wait, can I get this right? The little one went to the big 12 ones and was like, follow me.
So let's imagine you,
exactly.
You're the little one, because you're the little one.
I said, come on, guys.
Adrian and I are the bigger ones, and we're all in a room. There's 12 of us.
Uh-huh.
And you come in and go, now we're not supposed to be able to have this conversation.
Right.
We're not even supposed to understand what you're talking about.
Exactly.
And you come in and you go, hey, guys, this situation sucks. Let's leave. Let's go. And we all go, that's a great idea.
Yeah. We just leave.
Yeah.
I love the little robot, little Mighty Mouse. It's the little ones you got to really look out for, you guys. Seriously.
Michaela, what if the little one goes in and says, we should go murder all 5-foot-tall, dark-haired girls that wear sparkly gowns in Las Vegas? You're at the top of the list.
Well, I'm 5'1", so it's,
she said, 5 feet.
So,
if you want to get into semantics, that's up to you. I'm just saying, I know where you're like, oh, that's great. And it's like, no, this is not, if this is true, this is not good.
Yeah.
Have you watched the Terminator movies?
No, I haven't. I never got into them. I know everyone's
Adrian,
like,
do you watch Terminator movies?
Yes.
Terminator movies. Okay,
yes.
Which one is it? Is it 2 or 3 where they become? It's 3 where they become aware. T2.
Yes.
What is it? T2 Electric Boogaloo. Which one is it? So what happens, Michaela, is eventually the machines turn on the humans and go to eradicate the humans. So then the humans have to fight back. And then there's time travel and a bunch of other stuff that I don't have time to explain right now.
You got iRobot. There's plenty of examples.
Yes, iRobot. Yes, to bring it into this century.
All right. I mean, I've seen a lot of Black Mirror episodes. It's sort of what it's giving.
Is that Black Mirror? Is that what that is?
Yeah, that's the vibe of it.
Is that the one where Natalie Portman makes out with the... Oh, no, that's Black Swan. Never mind.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome. To the Chet Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo! Are you flying anywhere for the holidays?
No, dude. And I try to avoid it at all costs.
Right.
Right.
No, I'm an idiot. I'm getting on a plane and I don't know. I just booked it, you know, because, well, it was out of necessity. But I'm flying on the day before Thanksgiving.
No, Chet.
I don't know why. I don't know why, but we got the pre-check and the clear and the all that. But I'm not doing this. There's apparently a new flying hack, which I don't know if it's much of a hack, but okay. It's called check-in chicken. Okay.
Check-in chicken.
Check-in chicken. Like you're playing chicken.
Okay.
While you're checking in.
Okay.
Instead of checking in for your flight right away, obviously not on Southwest because it doesn't work like that.
Sure.
But instead of checking in for your regular assigned seat flight right away, you hold off till the very last minute. The thinking is that by waiting until the end, that you may very well get yourself a premium seat, one with extra leg room or an aisle or a window seat closer to the front, whatever, without being charged extra, because most of the airlines charge more for specific seats, but they're also more likely to be available if the plane doesn't sell out. However, if the plane does sell out, that's a risk, because if the flight's overbooked, and especially around the holidays, you could get bumped.
Yeah, dude, there's no way I'm playing that. No way.
This obviously seems like a significant risk since there's no guarantee that this thing's going to work. Anyway, that, however, is why they're calling it check-in chicken. It's kind of a high risk, high reward. You know what, though? The adrenaline junkie in me goes,
oh, God, Chet, no.
I want to try it just once. I want to just, by the way, my wife right now is screaming at the, we are not doing that.
Amy, I'm with you, girl.
Emma.
Wake me up.
This is the Chet Buchanan Show.
Wake me up, 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 up.
On 98.5 KLUC.
So, Michaela, here's why you need to go through the old people stuff this holiday season.
What does this mean? What old people?
No, it's for their own good and for yours. If you, well, whoever, your dad, you go over to your dad's house. You might want to just root through his closet really quick. maybe your mother-in-law. Maybe your mother-in-law. Like if grandma's still around, go through her closet. Telling you, some Levi's jeans are selling for thousands. Levi's that were made between 1956 and 1969 could be worth a small fortune. Have you heard about this?
I haven't, but it makes so much sense because when my grandma passed away, I went through her closet and I took everything she owned because I just wanted to be next to her. She had this cool Levi's jacket though, and I wear it and it's like vintage now. It's like cool happening. What's up?
Go look at this thing.
Okay.
Between 1956 and 1969, Levi's used what they call a big E logo. If there's a big E in the red Levi's tag, as opposed to a little E, you might have a rare pair. Care tabs and a single stitch. I don't know what what's a care tab. I have no idea. A single stitch running down the inner thigh are two other signs that you have an older pair. On eBay, how much do you think these Levi's are selling for?
Specialty, maybe $800.
Higher.
$1,000.
Higher.
No. $3,000.
Higher.
No. No.
Yes. Yes. Go.
$4,000.
Higher.
$10,000.
$10,000. Oh, now you're interested. Now I got your attention.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
I listen every morning. It's on every morning when I wake up.
The morning show is better than coffee.
This is 98.5 KLUC.
So, Michaela, a little story from over the weekend, and I hope this guy at least proved these women wrong because nothing else about it worked out for him. He ended up in jail. Yeah, it's not good. 33-year-old guy in the UK had been drinking and tried to hit on a group of girls at a club, right? Sure. So they say he tried to hug them and that they made it very clear they did not wish to interact with him.
Okay.
They ran into him again later outside a pizza place.
Oh, God.
He told the judge that when they saw him again, that they began to harass him.
Oh,
telling him that his junk must be tiny and, quote, made hand gestures indicating how small it was. Well, he wasn't gonna put up with that.
No.
So he pulled down his pants.
Oh, my God.
And shoved and showed them. Now, no word on what, you know, how cold it was or anything else. Like, we don't know.
He wasn't given a weather report.
We don't really know. However, that's when things truly escalated and the girls went and called, told a cop, and they arrested the guy. And, well, he had a little bit of cocaine on him as well. Oh, so he got charged with indecent exposure and drugs. And he's trying to say it wasn't his fault because they baited him into it.
Yeah, I think sometimes when you're on drugs, you do things maybe you shouldn't be doing, like pulling your pants down.
Yeah, he spent the night in jail, got 18 months probation, got drug rehab, and for the next 5 years, he gets to register as a sex offender.
Yay!
So, which is why I say this is the rare occasion where I'm like, well, dude, I hope at least you were a man of your word, because, you know, you could salvage a little something out of it.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
I listen in the mornings
on 98.5 KLUC.
Hey, it's more, you know, before we go, pineapples have, you know, been in the news the last couple of years, made a big comeback, you know, pineapples.
Have they?
Yeah. Because the story started going around about the old people in Florida having the parties.
Oh, and my God.
You know?
Yes, upside down.
Pineapple. Used to be a status symbol in Europe in the 1700s because they were hard to get. You know what I mean? You had to get them from the tropics and whatever.
Sure.
So if you had a pineapple, you were rich. You could even rent them to take them to parties back in the 1700s. Buying a pineapple could cost the equivalent of $8,000 in today's money.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it was a big deal. The time machine in Back to the Future is, of course, a
prop.
A DeLorean.
Oh,
yes, yeah. Also a prop. No, the right answer. No, there could be more than one answer.
So stupid.
No, prop is good. I'll take
thank you,
prop.
Thank you for supporting me during this stupid answer time.
Prop also accepted. It was DeLorean, of course, and it's iconic, and you know, it's one of those things that you can't imagine it not being a DeLorean. Originally, it was going to be a refrigerator.
Oh.
How that was going to work, I have no idea, but whatever. The director, Robert Zemeckis, was worried that it might lead to kids locking themselves in refrigerators.
Oh, my God.
So they changed it.
That kid would have been my niece, 1,000,000%.
Oh, God. What a horrible... also, over the weekend, there is a law in Florida where both parents need to sign an agreement to establish a child's first name. I didn't know this.
I didn't know that either.
And it's smart. And, yeah...
I agree.
I'll just tell you, my mother was not in agreement with my name. I'm a junior. Mm-hmm. My dad, Raymond Chester, and I am. So he was Ray and I'm Chet.
Uh-huh.
My mom was not. She would have loved this. However, so what happens? What happens if both parents don't sign? The court picks a name.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. I was like, well, that's what you get. You need a dish. I don't like that name. Well, you know, you
well, your parents
sign
should
thing.
Have agreed.
You didn't sign the thing. All right, funny. Let's get out of here. Follow me on social at Chet Buchanan, please. CHETBUCHANAN. Follow us at 985 KLUC. Adrian.
We are fresh off of Complex Con over the weekend, which means we have plenty of new content. Be sure to follow me on Instagram and TikTok at Heavyweight Radio and on YouTube. Just search Unlikely with Adrian Hernandez for all of that content. And yeah, that's all I got.
And Michaela Gordon.
At Michaela Gordon, MIKALAH.
That's it.
That's it, baby.
We're out. We'll see you tomorrow. We love you. God bless you. Thank you so much for listening.
Love you guys.
Be easy.
The Chet Buchanan Show.